The Book of Hosea, Chapter 10. Israel is a luxuriant vine that puts forth his fruit. According to the abundance of his fruit, he has multiplied his altars. According to the goodness of their land, they have made goodly pillars. Their heart is divided. Now they will be found guilty. He will strike their altars. He will destroy their pillars. Surely now they will say, "We have no king, for we don't fear Yahweh. And the king, what can he do for us?" They speak vain words, swearing falsely and making covenants. Therefore judgment springs up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. The neighbor of Samaria will be in terror for the calves of Beth-Aven, for its people will mourn over it and its priests who rejoiced over it for its glory, because it has departed from it. It also will be carried to Assyria for a present to the great king. Ephraim will receive shame, and Israel will be ashamed of his own counsel. Samaria is cut off, her king as a twig on the water. The high places also of Aven, the sin of Israel, will be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle will come up on their altars, and they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." O Israel, you have sinned from the days of Jibba. There they stood. The battle against the sons of iniquity does not overtake them in Jibba. When it is my desire, I will chastise them, and the peoples will be gathered against them when they are bound to their two furrows. And Ephraim is a heifer that is taught, that loves to tread out the grain, but I have passed by her fair neck. I will set a rider on Ephraim. Judah will plow, Jacob will break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap according to kindness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh until he comes and rains righteousness on you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, for you trusted in your way, in the multitude of your mighty men. Therefore will a tumult arise among your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed, as Shalman destroyed Beth-Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces with her sons. So Bethel will do to you because of your great wickedness. At daybreak, the king of Israel will be completely cut off.